And now we want to turn from a financial crisis to a health crisis, which is giving some parents serious headaches. Every time a child is sick, working parents have to stay home from their jobs or scramble to find last-minute childcare. And it's hard enough to find trustworthy, affordable childcare for a day. But imagine having to deal with that suddenly for over a week. That's the situation for millions of parents in Mexico and tens of thousands of parents in the U.S. Over the past week, as the swine flu outbreak has closed schools throughout Mexico and left over 530 schools shut in the U.S. So we decided to talk to some parents on both sides of the border to talk about how they're coping with this situation. So we've called Monica Canales. She's the principal of Montessori San Pablo School in Juarez, Mexico, where classes were canceled last Monday. She's at home with her two children, aged 13 and 15. They've also been out of school for a week. Joining us is Luis Caballero. He lives in Fort Worth, Texas. Luis's two children, aged 7 and 4, have also been out of school for a week. And I think the 4-year-old got to return to class yesterday. Luis, do I have that right?
That is correct.
And the 7-year-old might have another week to go. So thank you both so much for joining us, although you're probably glad for the break, right, to have some adult conversation.
Correct.
Okay. So, Monica, let me start with you. When you got the word that schools had to close, what went through your mind?
Well, I thought, wow, poor parents, what are we going to do now? Well, thank you for having me on the show. Since I live in the border, it was the last state in Mexico that had the alert. But many parents started panicking because the news went on and on all through the day. And we had, just to cope, we didn't know how serious this was. So it was a moment of uncertainty and of fear at the beginning.
Are parents very upset? Are they kind of at wit's end at this point? Or what are people doing all day with the kids?
Well, right now, nothing. I think we have to be very intelligent and creative. At the beginning, we thought the children would come out with homework or assignments to do, and my son does, but my daughter doesn't. So it's like, well, now what can we do? Let's wash dishes, let's wash the car. But after that, kind of we run out of ideas.
And Monica, I understand that this weekend your daughter turned 15 and that she was planning to have what for a lot of people is a very important celebration, a quinceañera. Was the celebration affected?
Yes, it was. We had it planned in this beautiful garden that I rented. And at 5:00 on Friday, it was canceled. And the quinceañera was supposed to be on Saturday. So, it's just a question of hours that I was notified. So it was just a shock. And, just to have to organize everything in less than 12 hours that I had to plan during 13 months, it was really disappointing. And, a moment of shock. I didn't know what to do, but I went and did it in my own backyard.
No.
And, the convention centers and ballrooms, they're closed.
Wow.
This is an open area.
Sure.
We had the understanding that you could do events on open areas.
But still, no. Luis, what about you? How much notice did you get that schools were going to close, and how have you been coping?
For me, it was a little different situation. The announcement, I think, waited, if I remember correctly, on Wednesday night, I think, when all the parents were home. And believe it or not, I heard it on Facebook before I heard it on the news. I actually turned to the news to confirm what I was reading on Facebook. As far as the shock is concerned, I think the school administrators and the city officials are honestly stuck between a rock and a hard place when making a decision like this, when it's dealing with the public health. Not having a vaccine for this flu, the school administrators are probably relying on a statistical model on how best to reduce the infection rate.
So Monica at least has the advantage of being a school person herself, so she's home along with the kids, but you aren't. So what are you and your wife doing? How are you handling this?
We're blessed to have my wife stay at home with the girls, but still, it's a it's a sanity issue at that point. When my wife, you know, we were watching the news and she saw the news report, you know, the immediate concern was, you know, are the girls going to fall behind in school? And, you know, so we started immediately thinking of ways that we can continue what the lesson plans were.
Did they send lesson plans home with the kids?
Well, you know, they do definitely in the older grades. And since we're dealing, my 7-year-old is a first grader, they are just now starting to do lesson plans. So we looked at the lesson plans. It was written out for the week. And, you know, we're managing with that. As far as the pre-kinder child, she is, you know, still having fun in those ages. So,
now, Luis, you said we. Now, let's be honest here. Are you helping out here, or is, I guess what I'm wondering is, how is the sanity issue going for your wife?
Yes, of course I am helping out. I'm, you know, going in a little later at work and taking off a little earlier as well. It is funny. It's very very nice to be in a community where the moms are really getting together and saying. I think at first everyone didn't want to get out that first day, but. I think the children really needed just to be outside, and there were several play dates and several groups that were meeting at the park just to release energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're noticing, we had a homeowners association meeting not too long ago, and even the not too long ago, just this past weekend, the officer has noticed a bump in you know, neighbor disturbances. You know, when school's out, you know, kids are roaming the street. So it is a bit of concern when the parents aren't actively trying to find things to do with their child, if not for their child.
No, so some of the kids are starting to get into it a little bit with
each other.
A little rowdy. What, Monica, what about you? How is it in the neighborhood? Do people feel they can get together for play dates, or is that even being discouraged? Well, your children are a little old for play dates, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, my children are a little bit older. They are very social at this age. So it is really for my son. He says, well, these are forced vacations. They don't feel like vacations. At the beginning, he was at the first day they were sent back. They were, oh, well, wow, we don't have school. You know, but they knew they couldn't go to the movies. They know they can't be in close places. So they say these aren't really vacations.
Can you do DVDs and things like that? Or I guess that's not really... What?
Excuse me?
I said, what about sort of DVDs? I guess that gets old for a while, watching just movies at home.
Oh, well, yeah, no, the computer is the thing, YouTube and stuff like that. But, you know, there's just a certain point that you can stop them from being in front of a TV or a computer monitor.
Did the school send lesson plans home with the kids so that they could at least try to keep up? And are you worried about that this long break is going to cause some erosion of skills?
Yeah, well, last night I went into the computer and my son told me that a teacher of his sent an email with some lessons. And I said, wow, what a great teacher. But he said, well, yeah, but I don't have that book with me. I left it at school.
Oh, no.
So.
Sure, we'll go with that. Sure. Okay. Well, Monica, how about the sanity index for you? How are you holding up?
For me, well, good. I mean, I think it helped that I had a ball to prepare. But now that the event is over, Well, yesterday I told my daughter, well, how do you think, what are we going to do? And she says, well, we'll just have family time. You know, so, yeah, that's a great opportunity to get together and do stuff together. But where can we go?
Yeah, exactly, because... all the usual outlets, the museums and all those sort of things are off the table. So how much longer do you have, Monica? When are they saying that schools are going to reopen?
A whole week, next Monday.
Monday. Oh, boy.
Next Monday for students.
Well, good luck
teachers
to you.
Teachers and directors, we go back tomorrow.
All right. We're thinking about you. Luis, how about you? How much longer do you have?
Next Monday, and we're very, you know, happy that the school administration is looking out for our best interests. And I think just wanted to say that I think where the panic came from is just that people really didn't know anybody who had the flu, like when the normal flu happens. And I think that's where, you know, the thought of was this really necessary came into play.
Okay.
And so when you don't have that personal contact or personal knowledge of someone who has the flu, it's really harder to digest than normal. So
you feel okay with it? You think it was probably a prudent decision?
It was probably prudent, but in hindsight, you know, Fortunately, we have that vision of hindsight, maybe a little overreaction.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Luis Caballero owns an advertising agency in Fort Worth, Texas. He was kind enough to join us from his office there. Monica Canales is the director of Montessori San Pablo School in Juarez, Mexico. She joined us by phone from her home in that city. I thank you both so much.
Thank you.
We'd also like to ask you to join in on the conversation. If your children are having to stay home from school due to the outbreak, we'd like to know, how are you doing? You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522. Or you can go to our website, the Tell Me More page at npr.org, and blog it out.